I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it to you for the next hour or so and all night long right here on Sports Overnight America. And of course, we're on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations around the world, including KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, and different kind of show. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, with us this evening. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us this evening. And we'll play some Barron sports trivia. The big story, of course, the trading deadline in the Major League Baseball sector, of course, Tuesday at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. is the end of that. You can't make any deals after that time. And Ohtani is going to stay with the Angels based on the fact that the Angels picked up Colito and more, Lopez and more. But on Thursday, Ohtani did something that I don't know how often has ever been done in the history of sports, certainly not in baseball, I don't think. And again, you know, first game, one hitter, and he goes all the way, and he strikes out eight. Second game, two home runs. Now, look, as a Dodger fan, I remember Sean Green in what, 203, goes for four home runs and a triple against the Brewers. Mark's favorite team, the Pirates, had Rene Stennett going seven for seven. I don't think either one is comparable to what Ohtani did on Thursday. Agree, disagree, love to hear from you. SportsFred at AOL.com, SportsFred at AOL.com. And of course, the Pac-12 is no more. It'll soon be the Pac-9, and it'll soon be disappearing totally. And I blame the former commissioner, Larry Scott, for never making a deal with DirecTV for TV. And I think that kind of money would have made a big difference here. Maybe USC and UCLA would have stayed. I don't know. But I do know that Larry Scott did not do a great job. And since then, it's downhill, downhill. And of course, in 2024, now Colorado going to the Big 12 and SC and UCLA, of course, going to the Big 10, which is a horrible decision for SC and UCLA. But we can discuss that. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters expertly printed by Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on the latest tech and tech total support plans to keep your new or existing PC running right. Plus, save on all your back to school essentials from notebooks to markers. And right now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. N729, in-store only, exclusions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred, along with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, our source for our kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. And let's start there. Let's start with the Pac-12 conference. Will soon be the Pac-9, and will soon disappear. Oregon will go somewhere else. Mario, our engineer, knows what's going on, and I'm sure Mark does too. Mark, what's going to happen to the Pac-12?
Well, we're going to find out if the Aztecs want to join it. We'll find out, you know, if Deion Sanders is going to, you know, move the Colorado Buffaloes to the forefront of that. We'll also find out if Utah, Oregon, Stanford disband. It's going to get interesting here. We're going to find out. Those three things got to be answered with those questions, I would imagine, Artie.
San Diego State already said that they're going back to the Mountain West. And the Mountain West at first said no, but then the Mountain West said, okay, come on back. So San Diego State's not going to the Pac-12. But Art Source, you were in the conference a long, long time ago at 126
years. The Conference of Champions, Fred. So where's Bill, remember those days.
Where's Bill Walton going to go? Anyway, so what do you think of the conference?
I'll tell you where I hope he goes, but that's beside the point. You know, I look at it very simply. You know, Desmond Howard pretty much put a lid on it when he called it the way it was. And he says basically within 10 years there will be no Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever you want to call it, Pacific organization. It's really sad because like Mark was talking about, you've got some great schools in there. You've got Oregon with Dan Lanning, a hell of a football program. You've got Utah, who's been to the Rose Bowl twice in the last 2 years. You've got Washington under Kalen DeBoer. You know, look at this guy's overall record as a coach, 95-8 in like 9 years. There's some reasons to believe in the Pac-12. Their quarterbacks, if you go up and down the rosters of every team, there's 8, 9, 10 quarterbacks in that conference that are NFL prospects. So the future is still bright, but what's going on with Larry Scott and now George Kliavakov? They keep, you know, telling us that it's going to come to fruition, this media rights deal. And I'm looking around going, when, where, and how? And it's starting to get real frustrating. And Fred, leadership is all about leading. And how can a guy that works for MGM Resorts, been involved with media and contracts, not have the ability with all the networks that are out there, streaming networks, Apple, you know, Amazon, you name it, you can't find a package that you could put together to save one of the five major conferences in sports. It's ridiculous, Fred.
Well, okay, let's go back to Larry Scott. He wanted extra benefits from DirecTV, and DirecTV, which is usually wrong, was correct on this issue. They wanted Pac-12 wanted more than the Big Ten or the SEC has with DirecTV. If DirecTV and the Pac-12 had made a deal under Larry Scott or the first year of Kliakoff, perhaps USC and UCLA would have stayed because they would have had a lot more money to spread around the conference. Art, agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, if you look at it, the numbers that I'm hearing that UCLA and SC have been promised by the Big Ten are upwards of $100 million. Now, we know that the most that those schools got from the existing ESPN, ABC, Fox contract they have now is right around $19 to $20 million. So how do you turn down five times that amount to play collegiate football and be able to take care of all the other fringe sports as well? So I can understand why they did it. I don't like why they did it, Fred. But again, we've always talked about it on Sports Overnight America. When you really want to look at what's going on, follow the money. And that big word that starts with a G and ends with a D starts to permeate the entire conversation. Greed.
All right. So let's talk about the MLB trading deadline next Tuesday. And Ohtani is what he did on Thursday. Art, you're 126 years of age. Anything comparable in the history of baseball? What he did, a one-hit shutout, eight strikeouts, in the second game, two home runs.
Fred, there's been some incredible performances in doubleheaders. And, of course, you know, modern day, with the owners being the way they are, we don't see a lot of doubleheaders unless there's weather conditions that permeate it. But to throw a one-hitter, to hit two big bombs in the second game, you know, I go back to Nate Colbert of the Padres when I was a Padre fan as a kid, and he hit, like, I believe, five or six home runs in Atlanta. You had Ted Williams, who already had a 400 average, and he decided to play in the doubleheader, and he wound up getting six hits and wound up hitting 406. I think Ricky Henderson hit a couple of home runs in back-to-back doubleheaders. But, yeah, that's a pretty incredible feat. And, again, it shows that he is – a generational talent. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see if the Angels can pony up the money to keep Shohei Ohtani, who really is proving that he wants to win this year. I mean, what he did in that doubleheader, you know, in Tiger Stadium proves to me, you know, and I got to tell you, Turner Ward's playing good ball. The whole team stepping to the forefront. They went out, they acquired another right-handed pitcher. The big question I have for both of you guys, Fred and Mark, what are the Dodgers going to do? The Dodgers need some starting pitching, Fred.
They need two. Take a look at their starters right now. Urias, very inconsistent. Kershaw, not there. Gonsolin, very hittable. His ERA over the last five starts, about six. The young guys can't get it done. They're in a mess. They actually need probably two starters, and hopefully Kershaw can come back. Outside of that, they are in trouble. Folks, you cannot – I don't care if the Dodgers – hang on. The Dodgers have a great offense, even after losing Trey Turner and Justin Turner. They have a great – and Bellinger. They have a great offense, no question. You can't win in Major League Baseball if you have to score 7-8 runs every game. They used to say pitching was 75, 85, 90% of the game. Even with the new rules – it's still true. Pitching is number one. The Dodgers don't have any starters right now. They're going to have to get some by Tuesday. I don't think there's any question. Mark, agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I personally think they've been doing it with smoke and mirrors this year. I mean, really, when you look at it, they've got three hitters on that team. If you break this thing down, Fred and Artie, you got at the top of the order, you got Betts, Freeman, and Smith. If you can bust those guys inside, the rest of the guys, I don't care what Muncy's doing. He's Dave Kingman in my book. Either he hits a home run or strikes out. He's batting 197 with 28 home runs.
Only That's time you don't want to see him, though, only time you don't want to see him is with the bases loaded.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. The other guys haven't picked up the slack. They sent Vargas back down. The other guy that they picked up from Florida there, Rojas, he can't even hit the Mendoza line. He's got, I think he's only got one home run, if that.
So how important would it have been, even though James Altman has stepped up and had a great year as a rookie, we all talked about Cody Bellinger healing up from that shoulder injury. And now you look at the Cubs, who are sitting at 500, red hot, and Bellinger is going to be the player of the month in July. I mean, you look at the numbers he's putting up. He's on his way to one of his best years. This is a guy that's only 4 years removed from the National League MVP. Fred, you were the one that called it.
Cody had three hits on Thursday, a home run and a single the day before. Your point well taken. I do think back from the injury, he's probably the player of the month, the National League for July. And the Cubs were talking about, or people were talking about the Cubs dealing away players. I don't think they are. The way they're playing now, I think Bellinger's going to stay, and I think Stroman's going to stay, and they're going to play off the season and see what happens. And
did you see the fiasco last night in St. Louis, Fred?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the fiasco last night in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Contreras gets hit by the sweeping of the bat, and then they start hitting guys right and left, and it happened in Pittsburgh a couple of nights before that. We're getting to those dog days of summer where guys are losing their cool a little.
Let me throw this out. Maybe it seriously is the heat. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, on a baseball field, it can be a 90 or 100 degrees. Maybe it is the heat that's driving people crazy. I can't handle this. In Southern California, where I live, it's 97 or 98 every single day. Our green grass is no longer green. Mark has a granddaughter who fainted from dehydration, and you got ball players throwing it out of the players' heads. And I think the heat actually is doing it. Now, somebody out there is going to have to admit that climate change is for real. You're going to have to admit we're going to take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight America.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, along with Mark Mancini, and he'll prove he's the world's worst sports handicapper when we get to the NFL season, which is not too far off. And Art Source at 126 years of age. We play Barron Sports Trivia. We always ask Art at that advanced age what he takes to stay up late night and answer some of these questions correctly. So, Art, what are you taking this evening?
Anything I get my hands on at this point. It gets late early. It's like Yogi Berra said about left field at old Yankee Stadium. But, no, I've been sticking with the Focus Factor and the Pro Max, the Prevagen. I did find a new one that I had forgotten about. Geniux. This stuff here, it's got, like, all kinds of fun stuff, like, hey, I figured out why the sea turtles live so long, Fred. They eat jellyfish, just like they eat the jellyfish, which they make the Prevagen from. So, I mean, you know, I figure I might have to find some jellyfish.
All right, here we go on Barron Sports Trivia. Art's 126 years of age. Mark Mancini, you get the first at bat here.
Okay.
This Angel hurler was traded to the Dodgers 50 years ago for Hall of Famer Frank Robinson. A very good pitcher.
Wow. Think of a German airplane.
He was involved in free agency, battling the owners as far as free agency and things like that were concerned.
Andy Messersmith?
Yes!
You think it's Andy Messersmith?
I think it's Andy Messersmith.
Who was traded for Robinson. Art, I think you're guessing Andy Messersmith also, right?
Yes, I am, and we're probably wrong.
No, it's Andy Messersmith. A fine pitcher.
Off and rolling. Yeah.
All right.
He was the one that, I think it was either him or Catfish Hunter that started the whole free agency, right?
Both, yeah, kind of both, yeah.
All right, the next question's on that. They actually were second and, behind this guy. Who actually started the fight for free agency when he was traded? Art?
I think it wasn't it Curt Flood?
Curt Flood is the answer to that one. I guess these questions are easy tonight. Curt Flood, right. Of course, died.
Of course, we don't get any credit, do we?
I saw a biography of Flood years ago, and he died with no money, he died young. And he was one of the great center fielders in the history of baseball. The Cardinals traded him to the Phillies, and he refused to go. That was like 4 or 5 years before Messersmith's deal. And the rest of them then started battling. And you hope that people remember the name Curt Flood. I mean, Art, you got it right, so you remembered it. Do you think other players playing in 2023 Curt Flood?
No, I don't think they do. I look at a guy like Vada Pinson, a guy like Curt Flood. You know, these are two really high-quality outfielders who played, in an era where you didn't get the publicity. I remember talking to Harry Carey about Curt Flood and what the distinction that he had in opening up baseball and providing opportunities for these guys to live generationally so their families are set for life. And, you know, a lot of them, and this is one of the problems in our country now, Fred, is that, history is something that you learn from so that you don't repeat the bad parts of it. Yep. And you learn from the good parts. And I think we're losing touch with history and we're losing touch with the heroes that made the game the way it was. And, I think we need to get back into some of that stuff. And, I was thinking of Warren Spahn the other day and what a great pitcher he was. And, you think of Juan Marichal and Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale, the Gold Dust twins with Sandy Koufax. These guys were men from a different era who took the ball, went to the mound with pain, and played ball. These guys nowadays, I'm laughing at football players in training camp now, Fred. They run around in their shorts and shibbles and they're all getting hurt. And I'm like, what about 3-a-days where you're hitting in pads every day? Your uniform's so sweaty it sits in the corner by itself.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Sports Overnight America continues with Barron Sports Trivia. Mark, my favorite non-Dodger of all time was the center fielder for Cincinnati for most of the 60s, and he's not in the Hall of Fame, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Who might that be? Art, be quiet.
Cesar Geronimo?
Cesar Geronimo. He was later.
Cincinnati.
His son and his grandson are on my Facebook. So you might have seen their
name. Both of our Facebook.
Mark, you might have seen his name, you know, from his son or his grandson on Facebook.
Was it Nuxall?
Left-handed hitter. Great speed. Great center fielder. Great power. Why isn't he Hall of Fame? Art, why isn't Veda Pinson in the Hall of Fame?
Veda Pinson. Wow.
That's a great question, Fred. I think it's because Cincinnati, it was such a small market. And this is before, you know, the Big Red Machine had its heyday. I mean, you know, they did have Pete Rose, but they hadn't quite got Morgan over from the Colt 45s or the
Bill
Astros.
Morgan, yeah.
Yes. You know, and Johnny Bench and et cetera. And hey, speaking of such, last week was awesome with what's
Jenny,
your name?
Jenny Paul.
Fantastic. It was so great. I mean, Gabe Paul, one of the great baseball men of all time. And, you know, and I love the way she stood up and said that, you know, they took it the wrong way because Gabe Paul and Johnny Bench were really close. And I was happy to hear that. But, yeah, Veda Pinson, I believe the guy was just – he did it all. I mean, he was a five-tool player, maybe didn't hit 40 home runs, but he hit 20 or more, had great average, could throw, could run. I mean, the guy was awesome.
Let me ask you a question, Art, and Mark could chime in too. You mentioned Jenny Paul last week and Johnny Bench. If Johnny Bench was still doing color for the Reds, would he still be doing color for the Reds after making that comment? Art, what do you think?
Based on everything I'm seeing, I'd have to say no.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, the world now is a different place than it was just 5 years ago. And I mean, we look at what's transpired with Marty Brenneman's son, who was on his way to the top at Fox.
Dwayne Kuiper.
Kuiper's brother, who did the Oakland A's games. You know, you really have to – I can only imagine if they went back and listened to some of Harry Carey's broadcasts or, you know, he said some things. I mean, he rode basically Bill Melton out of town with the White Sox in 1971. I mean, he said, you know, the guy's a stiff. All he can do is hit home runs. You know, the guy's the American League home run champion. He lived right behind us in Laguna Beach. Nice man, too. It really it tore him
Don up. Don Cherry, Hockey Night, yeah.
Yeah, with that red outfit always.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so a where, different time.
But where do you stop it? My point is, you know, you got all kinds of people listening and watching on TV. And if you make a crack about race or sex or something like that, you're probably gone. Where do you stop it?
Fred, the way I look at it,
is there a line or what?
Is the next play-by-play game? Stick to the baseball game. And like my grandmother told me, my Sicilian grandmother, honey, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And I think those are great words to live by, you know, and the silence is deafening. It really, truly is, you know, but you call the ball game. When did you ever see Vin Scully ever get in trouble for anything like that? No. Or Dick Enberg.
Hey, Art, I got to ask you, USC's having USC night at Dodger Stadium. Are you going? Are you going to fly from Pennsylvania?
You know, here's what's really funny, Fred. The Trojan Football Alumni Club finally got in touch with me after 49 years. Dave Farmer, the old fullback, he goes, Artie, how come you're not a member of this? I said, well, nobody ever asked me to join.
Yeah.
And he goes, you got to be kidding me. He goes, you're a media member. You're on a national radio show. I said, I'd sure like to be involved in it. I said, you know, but, you know, for the invitation to come 49 years later is rather interesting.
Yeah.
Who did I piss off?
You know, I saw the prices for Cal State Northridge night and for USC night at Dodger Stadium. Art, it's through the roof. I mean, it's like hundreds of dollars for each ticket. I mean, it really is.
Let me tell you something. Being able to travel nowadays, you go to the airport. You know, they say, oh, your flight's, you know, going to be postponed for 9 hours. So you're sleeping in the airport. Then they say it's been canceled, but we can fly you here instead of there. I mean, come on. I mean, at a certain point in time, it's getting ridiculous to travel. And I just feel real bad for it. I mean, you know, the world is changing, you guys. And I mean, I don't know if you noticed gas prices the last 10 days. Holy Toledo. Here we go with the summer driving season.
Yeah.
We went to a gas station on Thursday, and half of the tanks were empty. You had to move to another station. I mean, it was like it was almost like 50 years ago. I remember when gas was like a buck or less. And
is it still around $6 in California?
Yeah, I think $5.99 or $5.89, something in that range.
I love when they rounded up 599.9. Yeah, just call it $6. All right, stop with all that.
All right, Sports Overnight America, we'll continue with a whole lot more right after.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep, and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better, night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $8.99, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper, Art Source, Galaxy Sports, and I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. When I say you can email us, if you disagree with us, we'll talk about it. So just email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. All right. Ronnie James earlier this week faints on the court at USC practicing basketball, and he survived at this point. Now, the question is, and I'm not a doctor and I don't know, I'm sure he's going to try to play basketball again, but there have been heartbreaking stories about somebody, people trying to come back, and bad things happen. Mark, what do you think about Bronny James, son of LeBron, of course? Do you think, what is LeBron telling his son right now? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, well, what can you tell your son? The first time I heard about it, believe it or not, was through a buddy of mine. And he basically thought, you know, are these vaccine shots part of the problem? And, you know, you try to figure everything out, because now it just seems like this is becoming a common occurrence with a lot of these young athletes. So you don't know what to believe with the situation. But boy, this is a setback, because LeBron's trying to hold on here to get his son into the league, play 1 year at USC, and then get drafted in the NBA. I hope he sees that day where he can play with his son for one day, but you don't know if this is going to scare off teams, Artie.
Well, I'll tell Art, if you've got a 18-year-old son, what are you telling him right now?
If I'm LeBron James, with the amount of money that he has, I would like Bronny to, you know, and let me tell you, it's going to take a couple of years of slowly, you know, I don't know what his cardiac situation is. I don't have access to those kind of notes. But I will say this, LeBron is a multifaceted businessman. He owns part of the Red Sox. He owns part of a soccer team in England. He's got a partner that's there. I would say, Bronny, we know how good a basketball player you were in high school, and maybe this is God's way of telling you that you need to go in a different direction, okay? And all I'm saying is, I wonder if it's worthwhile with all the things he has to live forward for, okay, for him to play basketball. Now, if he gets a clean bill of health, which, I mean, it's pretty scary when you have a heart attack at 19 years of age, hey, especially if you're in the, yeah, if you're in the kind of shape these guys are in. And you know, I question, you know, I also think about what Mark says, what RFK, the presidential candidate, has been talking about, how that, you know, some of these vaccines might go after certain blood types, you know, and ethnic groups. I don't know anything about that, but I will say this. If my dad was LeBron James, having the capabilities and the financial net worth that he has, I would think about getting a degree in business and helping my family in that sense of the way.
A few months ago on Real Sports, we've discussed this on the show. High schools, junior colleges, many colleges don't have what SC has as far as medical
defibrillator.
Stimulators to save sometimes people's lives, and aren't so. I you just wonder, is this going to inspire other schools? I think, well, a couple $1,000 a year for the stimulators, that's not that expensive for a human life. And, you know, these people are basically only have a few seconds to save their lives. And SC, you know, was fortunate that it's SC. Yeah. What if it happens on a playground?
See, that's my point, or a boys' club or a girls' club somewhere. Now, if you want to make a great impact on society, that's how you could do it. Get these defibrillators in places where they're stadiums, in high school stadiums, in high school gymnasiums. And you know, that's a marvelous thing, Fred. Well, if there's anybody out there that hears us hey, we'd love to be a part of that, because that's a legacy that I would feel real good about leaving for kids in the future.
Well, not only that, guys, you bring up an interesting point, Fred, because I'm saying, okay, we've got a homeless population across this country that's just getting worse every day, every month, every year. But you and I live in a city where they've built a wildlife crossing. They spent billions. How do we know the cougars are going to have to go 2 miles to actually cross over a freeway?
You know,
it doesn't make sense.
They didn't spend billions for it, but they spent a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
And it was done quickly because animals are dying all the time. And, you watch the commercials on TV for like $19 a month. You can save the animals from dying. And it's like, my wife is a big, big animal fighter since I've known her. And I'm the same, but probably not as strong as my wife.
How are we going to save those NFL running backs, Fred?
You know, it's interesting too. Saquon Barkley re-signs with the Giants, and people are questioning, why would you do it? And if you hear about, if you read the numbers, he signed things that say he'd make a little bit more money if he gains a total
1,600 yards,
2,000 yards passing and receiving and running. And I mean, the number and 65 receptions, those things aren't easy to hit. Why would he say that?
And if you go to the playoffs, you get an extra 200,000. Hey, I got to say, there's got to be collusion. We were talking about it off the air, Mark and you and me, Fred. What's going on with running backs? You've got these wide receivers who are divas, they go over the middle with little alligator arms. And then you've got these running backs who are studs. I mean, I look back to, and I'm looking back and I'm thinking, was it Gurley, who made all that big money and then all of a sudden was done? Something happened about 5 years ago where the running backs fell out of favor. And now you've got an NFL, Fred, where because of injuries, they want to shorten the games. And the easiest way to shorten the games and keep the clock running is to run the football. So I'm wondering, is football making a transition back to the running game? And will, in the next couple of years, you see running backs come into favor again because of what we're talking about? It'll be interesting to watch.
Well, guys, and I look at unions, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The facts back it up. The baseball union is the strongest union in this country, probably more stronger than the Teamsters. And we're looking at a strikeout here. Why aren't some of these high-priced actors like The Rock, Alec Baldwin, or some of these guys supporting these guys that are walking on the picket lines that, it's a domino effect. The prop houses, the catering companies, now we see it even in football. Why aren't they rallying around the running backs here? It's just that we don't see these guys support these guys. If you support them, then you can stand up to the big owners and some of these guys. And that's what we're lacking. We don't find that in baseball. They don't mess around with the baseball players.
Oh, they don't give to the players who made the game what it is today. Here in my mind is the bottom line. Well, everything, and we use that word greed all the time on this show, the modern day player only cares about himself. All right, you're a quarterback, you don't really care about the tailback or the running back. You're a wide receiver, you're getting paid, you don't really care about the running back unless you're best friends with him.
It's that cut and dried, huh, Fred? It's me, I really don't care. Because, I mean, I got to tell you, when I was at USC, I mean, yes, we were all for one and one for all, and that's why we won 2 national championships in 5 years. But the point I'm making is we loved each other, and race had nothing to do with it. It was all about us knowing that we had a target on our backs and we were probably some of the best players. Everybody wanted us. And you know what? It'd be early in the second quarter and we'd look around and go, wow, these guys are really playing good. They look better than they looked on film. But, talent is talent. And, when you look to the guy next to you, you don't want to let him down and he didn't want to let you down. And the thing I've always been really bothered by the professional sports more than anything else is, they all celebrate the championship. You got a guy that's a free agent making $800,000 and a guy that's making $65 million. All right. Does the guy that's making $65 million pick up the tab when they go out to dinner at night? I would hope to think so. But I wonder, because most of the wealthy people I've met, even billionaires, they're so tight they squeak when they walk.
Well, right, something I want to talk about tonight on Sports Overnight America. Most of my relatives either went to Michigan or Michigan State. I think the 4-game suspension for Jim Harbaugh is a blank joke. He lied, and lied again as far as his recruiting process, as far as him and his assistants. He gets a 4-game suspension, the first 4 games of the season, which if you look at who they're playing, you know, it's like, you know, I could coach them and they're going to go 4-0. So why, Artie, do you think that, I mean, you got to teach these coaches. You can't do that. Talk about
now it. Now you wonder why he wanted the Minnesota Vikings job and why he's been like talking about going to the NFL, because this was all hanging over him. And I didn't hear a word about it. I'm pretty much in clue with what's going on in sports. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, Jim Harbaugh gets a 4-year suspension. I mean, 4-game suspension. And then I looked up on the schedule, his schedule of those 4 games. And I said, oh, that makes a lot of sense to me now. Let's see. Michigan kicks off the season with East Carolina. The Pirates come to town. Then it's the Running Rebels. Then it's the Bowling Green. I don't even know their nickname. And Rutgers. There's your 4 games.
Mark, what do you think?
Well, I've always liked Harbaugh. I always have. And, you know, sometimes I think he's misunderstood. I put him in the same class as Barry Bonds and some of these other guys, but he built the winner there. I mean, when you look at the whole Michigan program, when was it relevant since Bo Schembechler?
Well, I mean, Lloyd Carr did have one national championship season in 97.
Right. What does that have, Mark? What does that have to do with it? If you lie to the government and you lie to the NCAA, how come you're not suspended for the whole year?
I don't condone lying, but every day I hear a politician lie on TV.
Oh, yeah, let's look at Hunter Biden in court in Delaware. And the judge looks at it and she goes, how can I give this guy complete immunity when he's still under investigation? And how does that work? I mean, you know, I mean, come on. Oh, my God. Our country. Oh, wow.
How does Harbaugh talk to his 18 and 19 year old kids and
about
say,
being a good guy,
you got to follow rules. You got to do what I say. You can't break the law and things like that. How do you talk to him if you're Jim Harbaugh? Tell me, Art.
Well, I don't know how you talk to him. I mean, I respect Harbaugh as a coach, both him and his brother, John Harbaugh, the coaches the Ravens, came from a coaching family. The dad was, you know, a big coach as well. But, you know, it makes me wonder, in the world of sports, why guys like Michael Jordan don't want to be owners anymore.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jordan said, that's it, I'm done. Give me my $2 billion, I'm out. And I think he invested $400 million. He made a great move. But, I mean, Michael Jordan's basketball. If you really think about, you know, the NBA, you look at Wilt, you look at Bill Russell, you look at Jerry West, you look at Elgin Baylor, and you look at, you know, guys like Jordan. How does a guy like that want to get out of a game of basketball when the franchises are only going to exponentially get more and more expensive? I think it has to do with the players and you know, their lack of character. I have to say that.
But shouldn't Harbaugh would hit with a harder penalty so the players can see that?
I agree. But it's like we talked about, you know, the NCAA. I mean, this NIL is like completely out of control now.
Well,
I mean, go ahead.
Wouldn't that be the same way in the NBA when you got a Kyrie Irving, Fred, that signs a contract, comes to a city and decides what he wants to do, or a Kevin Durant or James Harden or some of these guys? Isn't that the same thing on the other side of the coin? They're getting paid. They should be playing. And they dictate, you know, who wants to, you know, who's going to coach here and who's not going to coach. The only guy that I've seen stand up to these guys is Pat Riley. He's a no-nonsense guy. And there's just his cachet speaks for itself because there's not enough Pat Rileys.
Mark, I don't know if you heard the Durant interview this week, where he went to Falk and they were talking about, you know, legalizing marijuana for the NBA. Nobody knew that the NBA doesn't even test for marijuana anymore. So now you got guys out on the court half stoned and blitzed and baked playing basketball. Well, which is what they've done since they're 13 years old anyway. So it hasn't changed anything in reality. But I mean, nobody even knew that. It would never got to the media. Worst transparency in the world of sports. All worst right, transparency we'll take, we'll, in the world.
I agree with you. We'll take a break and wind up this hour on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. I grew up loving horse racing. I've mentioned that a million times over a million years on these shows. And then you find out how trainers treat the horses and you turn against horse racing. And this week, a trainer, famous trainer, Jason Service, was given 4 years in prison for giving illegal drugs to horses, wow, including Maximum Security, which is a little bit ironic. Who was taken down as the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Art, we'll start with you. I know you're not opposed to wagering, but Jason Service, 4 years. I'm sure other trainers are have done the same thing, but he was caught. Art, your comments.
Sounds like it's straight out of a Dick Francis novel.
Yeah.
I mean, I will tell you this. You know, I watched opening day from Del Mar last week, and I had about a 21-year winning streak there, and I used to love to go on opening day because all the hats and the horses, and it was so awesome, and where the turf meets the surf at Old Del Mar. Yeah. You know, I miss the great days of horse racing and the fun and the turf club, but you know, there's something going on, and I wonder, you know, whether the breeding guidelines, you know, is the blood just getting that too rich? You know, what's happening in the state of racing for these horses to break down and have to be euthanized. I mean, they're the most incredible, incredible regal animals I've ever seen. And it really, it makes my heart ache when I see one of them have to be put down. And, you know, I'm going to say this straight out. I don't know Jason Service from Babe Ruth, but I will tell you this. If he did things like that to horses, I say he needs to sit his ass in jail for 4 years.
All right. For Mario, for Mark, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned later for more of Sports Overnight America.